Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 64, Good Morning AMC. So I got up in the middle of the night last night, and I was up for a while. I ended up watching some stuff on Netflix. Found it hard to get to sleep. And then I ended up in a danger period where it was about like an hour and a half before my alarm was going to go off. So at that point, you know, you have to make a decision whether you're going to go back to bed and risk oversleeping because you're probably going to, you know, finally just be getting to sleep and you're not going to want to wake up when that alarm rings. Or you just stay up and you push it and push yourself basically probably to exhaustion. So I decided to sleep. Now, I had been watching AMC and she, you know, all night. I have the ticker going when I'm downstairs in our office watching TV. And I could kind of keep an eye on them, and not a whole lot was happening with them. Anyway, so the alarm goes off this morning. And I'm like, oh, you know, I slept in as much as I could, but at a certain point, we got to get up. We got two kids that got to get to school, so we got to get them ready and going. And in the process of waking up, and you know, I looked at my the AMC ticker, and I saw it was going up, and you know, it was into, you know, 38, and then it got to like 30. And I was waiting for it to get to 39 before I woke my wife up, but she started to wake up, and we watched it, and it was great to watch it have a good morning like that. And you just, you know me, I'm the optimist, and I think this is it. You know, this is the day. This is the day. So it did get up to, you know, 40 and change, but now it kind of stalled out. But it's still hanging around 40 bucks, which is good. 42 was better, but I'll take 40 at this point. And we'll see where it goes. But it was really nice to see AMC having a good morning. And Sheeb not doing so well this morning. Took a little dip. And, you know, it's going to have to recover from that. And it's funny, I think I have five times I've bought Sheeb. And three of those fives are profitable. It's just that the big one, when we bought at 35, you know, will always be down on that. And then when I converted the Dogecoin, we bought that Sheeb at like 30. So, you know, I think our magic number on Sheeb is about 28. So it's not quite there yet, but we'll keep an eye on it. Anyway, regardless, you know, I'm trying to, you know, stick more to AMC. I feel like, you know, in the movie Goodfellas, when Ray Liotta is going out with his girlfriend and Lorraine Bracco gets jealous and pulls the gun on him. And I felt maybe that's what AMC had done. You know, he's like, oh, you're playing around with Sheeb. Well, watch what I can do. And it certainly got my attention this morning. So happy for AMC. And again, I always say this, AMC is the vast, vast majority of our holdings. I think if AMC fluctuates by like 20 cents, that covers our Sheeb holdings. You know, if it goes up or down 20 cents, that covers what we have invested in Sheeb. That tells you the, you know, it's not much. So at any rate, we'll see what happens from here. It's certainly nice to have a good morning with AMC. And here's the thing with AMC. We know this is not a normal stock. This stock is not based on hit movies coming out. It's not on a new flavor of popcorn they're going to be selling or a new screen. This is simply, when are the hedge funds going to settle their shorts? And if any FOMO money comes in from that or what have you. It's been around for a while, so it's not like people are just rushing into it. People that are into it are into it. People that aren't going to touch it probably aren't going to touch it unless it goes absolutely crazy and has an amazing run and, you know, goes like on a $10 run and people really think this is it. You know, you can buy a lottery ticket for a share of AMC stock and people get on board. But we just have to wait for the hedge funds. That's all. And when that's going to be, I don't know. You know, if we have something dramatic in the market that the market crashes and all their holdings go down in value and they can no longer cover their AMC shorts, then that could trigger it. Or if the SEC finally does something and limits dark pool trading or comes down on some of these hedge funds that seem to be manipulating the stock, then great. But, you know, until then, it's just when someone has that meeting at their hedge fund and say, well, this is it. You know, let's pull the trigger on this and let's just do it. You know, at least we'll be first and maybe we can survive it. We'll see. So we're just waiting. But it was really good to have a good morning. So it's funny for me, you know, I tend not to go out until 10 o'clock. I try to stick to Costco on Instacart, and Costco doesn't open till 10. So, you know, in the morning, we'll get the kids ready and take them to school. And then my wife comes home. She starts work. She works from home. And I'll either do some stuff around the house or record a podcast sometimes. Or I'll, you know, just wait with her till Costco opens up. But I'm watching the stock. And, you know, if it ever goes crazy in shows like this could be a day I really probably need to stick close to home, that it's not going to do us any good for me to be going out and earning a few bucks on Instacart. And meanwhile, our, you know, AMC investment, which we would ultimately like to be worth millions, is having massive fluctuations. And, you know, we want to keep an eye on that. So anyway, I always have this period in the morning, like, am I going out today? Most days I do go out and do it. So, and that'll probably be the case for today as well. If it just sticks at 40 for now, I'll probably be going out shortly and start my deliveries. But, you know, it's always interesting, you know, during the day when I'm doing this, and I check just to see where things are at. And it's always fun when it goes up and, you know, your value has gone up by thousands while you're out doing these little Instacart orders. But it really, until you cash out, it's not your money. So it can go up and down, but until we hit the sell button, it's not ours yet. But it's always fun when that happens. Well, hopefully today is going to be a really good day. I just wanted to check in, get a podcast out before I head out. And just to celebrate, you know, having a good morning. Hopefully we'll hold. I think that's, you know, the interesting thing. Like, I was watching it. It got above, you know, 40. And, you know, I remember someone had tweeted, like, you know, God help those that are, you know, scalping this thing or paper handing it. Meaning like, oh, you know, it gets to that 40, you know, 40, 25, 40, 30, 40, 50, whatever it got to. And they think, well, this is the high for the day. Now it's going to plummet back down to, you know, 36 or 37. It might. And if they sell, then sure, they can scalp it or they can make some profit. But not me. I'm holding my shares and I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for that rocket ride to the moon. And hopefully it'll come sooner rather than later. I will say this. I mentioned before about trying to do a book and just showing, you know, what can happen if, you know, if not just me, but other authors or really anybody that puts out AMC books on Amazon. And if we can, you know, get these books, set them up for free so no one has to, you know, pay for anything. And for 5 days, you know, people can download it for free, but it's like a little free advertisement and these investing and business sections. So when people go there looking for books, they're just going to see it flooded with AMC books. Anyway, I actually started working on it last night, and I wasn't sure what to do with the book. And I think for the first one, it might just be on the podcast itself and, like, my, you know, base it off the podcast a little bit. And that way it's not a total gimmick book. Because the other idea I had was, like, you know what, just have, you know, a book called I Like the Stock. And it'd be one page, and that would be the only page. I Like the Stock. And, you know, set that up and see if people, you know, set it up for free downloads, and then when people do it. Or, you know, How to Get Rich with AMC, you know, and four easy steps. Buy AMC, hold AMC, wait for MOAS, and then, you know, sell AMC for life-changing money. You know, set up something like that, too. You know, we'll see. But I wanted to do, you know, maybe set up one test run, just to kind of see if, you know, what people think. If you would want to do this, if you, you know, people that listen to the podcast, you know, would you go to Amazon and download this book for free off of Amazon? Or would you post about it too? Or would you rate it? And the higher that, you know, goes, the more visibility these AMC titles go. And I think the thing is, you'd want AMC, like some kind of positive message about AMC on these titles, because some people may only see the cover of the book, right? So you'd want to have it nice, you know, night, like the cover that I'm working on now, it's by AMC, my AMC stock story. And prominently on the cover, at least half of it is taken up with the words by AMC. So, you know, I see these YouTube videos where they're all clickbaity, and some of that stuff comes off as really kind of cheesy and a little sleazy, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, there might be a fine line where you're trying to send a message to people, but you don't want it to be too ridiculous. But I'm working on that, and, you know, I want to do a fine line between, you know, like I said, I could put something, a one-page book, you know, or the four steps to buy AMC, and maybe apes would get it, right? But then other people might not like it, and they might give it bad reviews, and it might not reflect well on the AMC movement. So I wanted to have something out there that maybe could stand on its own. And again, like I said, I would set it up for, you know, downloading for free for 5 days, see how it goes, and then maybe create another new AMC book and set that one up for 5 days and just keep going. And there'll always be like an AMC book you can download for free. And if I do that and other authors or other people start creating these books and we just tweet out the titles and everybody just goes on and you download these books for free, you know, you could have the top 10 list, you know, completely cluttered with AMC books. So anyway, I'll keep you updated to see how that goes. It's funny, I've been putting this off and putting this off, and once the MOAS happens, this book won't really matter. And I wonder if that was it, when I finally sat down and really started working on it, is that what's going to cause the MOAS? So we'll see. Well, anyway, I will talk to you on the next episode of the AMC Stock Story. Good luck to everybody today. Let's hope it goes as high as it can.